Back to the stories, to the Brexit story. Okay, now I'm ready for Theresa May. Are you ready to regale us with the stories of British democracy? So this made-up election yesterday was concocted by those who want to overturn the Brexit vote. Now, again, democracy is the worst system of government. There is no the only one that could be worse would be anarchy, which is an absence of government. Monarchy is the best. We're not going to get back to monarchy anytime soon unless there is a divine act. So we're stuck with this thing we call democracy, which is why I said this to someone last night. I was chatting at the watering hole last night on my Thursday night usual at Pardo's restaurant at Covington, and we were talking about this, we were talking about all the resources that you get out of the Gulf of Mexico and the Mississippi River, and about how, you know, if the world needs to be fed, there's more grain and more farming produce north of here along the Mississippi River Delta than anywhere else in the world, that the river is going to become a key element in feeding the rest of the world. When there is a crash and there are people starving everywhere, where are they going to get the grain? Yeah, where are they going to get it? They're going to get it from us. And so this guy's in the shipping business, and he was talking about this, or in the maritime business. He was talking about this, and he was talking about how there was going to be an increased use of the river. And I said, well, that's all the more reason to tell the rest of the union to go pound sand. We don't need them. They need us. And the gentleman said to me, Mr. Church, please. We're not talking that radical. And I said, there's nothing radical about that. What's radical is remaining in the union. What's radical is remaining locked and attached at the hip with the abortionist and with the unjust war wagers. And look, I'm not going to go down the laundry list of everything that comes out of that emanates out of this cesspool. What's insane and what's radical is allowing our children to be placed into debt, a debt that they haven't earned, which they're currently working on furiously right now inside the 10 mile square. This is the end result of democracy. Not in spite of it, as a result of it. So, in the one fit of sanity, when democracy actually produces something beneficial, and it is for the common good. Leaving the EU for the UK is for the common good. Theresa May almost undoes it. She almost succeeds. I think she was trying to undo it. So here's her statement after last night's smackdown.
Just been to see Her Majesty the Queen. And I will now form a government. A government that can provide certainty and lead Britain forward at this critical time for our country. This government will guide the country through the crucial Brexit talks that begin in just 10 days and deliver on the will of the British people by taking the United Kingdom out of the European Union.
Yeah, right, sure.
It will work to keep our nation safe and secure by delivering the change that I set out following the appalling attacks in Manchester and London, cracking down on the ideology of Islamist extremism and all those who support it, and giving the police and the authorities the powers they need to keep our country safe. The government I lead will put fairness and opportunity...
Can you pause that for a second? Can you make that helicopter stop?
No, because they're hovering. Because
why didn't she go somewhere quiet?
I checked for other videos, and it's all the same.
Oh, no, I'm sure the helicopter's on all the videos.
They're watching out for all those terrorists.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to crack down on Islamist extremism. We're going to give the authorities all the tools they need. Here's the tool. You ever watch a movie about an exorcism, Theresa? What tool does the exorcist use?
Oh,
it's called a crucifix.
It's a piece of wood with four angles.
Yeah, you might need one of those to combat the Mohammedans. Wouldn't hurt to carry around a little vial of holy water. I know a lot of people do carry holy water, little vials of holy water around in their pockets. Wouldn't hurt to carry around a little blistering anointing oil. People carry that around. Also, Padre Pio called his rosary his weapon. Where's my weapon? Wait a minute. I might hear the air raid siren. It is a Free Phone Friday, after all, at 844-5-CRUSADE.
Time to duck and cover, the bombs are coming down. A radiation shower will pour throughout your town. Hands over your head,
deep low to the ground.
Time to duck and cover, the bombs are coming down. Duck and cover, duck and cover. Get under the desk with your sister and your brother. Duck and cover, duck and cover. That goes double for your dad and your mother.
Mother's
so hands over your head, keep low to the ground. Cause all the kids that don't will cease to be around.
Padre Pio carried around with him, and at rare times when he'd set it down, because, you know, he was wearing a cassock. Doesn't have the greatest.
Those demons are like, wait.
Room for accoutrement in it.
He's going to set his rosary down. Moment. Get ready. You got a moment. That's what the demons are saying.
He said. In the rare moments when he would set his rosary down and walk away from it, he would beckon for the monks that followed him, go get my weapon. And he'd carry that around. Father Carney. I've invited Father Carney on the show. He's got a book coming out. No, it's out. It's called Walking for Christ. This is what this guy does. He goes, he's two dioceses. He can go in St. Louis and New Orleans. And he asked the bishop, hey, you mind? Hey, Lama, hey, bishop, do you mind if I walk the street to the city and pray a rosary? And in both instances, they said yes. And so he walks around in a full cassock with one of those big brimmed hats. What do they call those big brimmed hats that the priests wear? It's an Italian name, and I can't think of the name of it. I know Father Jambon has one.
Manta ray hat?
Is it a manta?
I don't know.
I don't know what it's called. Someone will know. And he walks around as 95 degrees on Bourbon Street and praying a rosary. And he doesn't do anything. He doesn't talk to anyone. He doesn't yell. He doesn't go, hey, sinner. Hey, you know. Hey, you shouldn't be doing that. No, he does the exact opposite. He's very quiet, keeps to himself, just prays his rosary. And if you follow him, and I know somebody that did, this is the end result. What happens? The end result is that people ultimately do come up and go, hey, Padre, hey, Father, you know, what are you doing? Or, hey, is there a church nearby? Hey, I've got a problem. Can you talk to me about it? Imagine if the people of London got the faith restored. President Erdogan of Turkey has said, the time is now. The war between the crescent and the cross is on. We all know that the Vatican, with the current Holy Father, unless he's forced into it by an actual war, is not going to do anything about this. It's not going to convene a Holy League. It's not going to convene a Rosary Day. It's not going to convene any remembrances or commemorations of Fatima and tell the world we need to pray for an end to Islam and the other heresies. Nothing of the sort. The laity is going to have to do this. But imagine if the faith was restored. And folks, I tell you, I've been to the UK twice. There is no place, not even, and this is not even, this is nobody's fault. not even the Romans. There's no place in the world that I have ever been where there is such a shocking and palpable lack of reverence towards the Creator. Those English people were created by the same God that you and I were. They have no reverence for it, him whatsoever. Now, there is a bit of a revival going on, but it's very small. It's almost the size of Jeremiah.
One of those?
One of those. That's exactly right. It's a sombrero?
No. It's a...
What would it be called? Come on. What would it be called?
Survey said.
Here, in the chat room, top five responses. What is the pre...
It's a galero.
A galero.
A broad-brimmed hat.
A galero. What would happen if the people of the laity... The church ain't going to do this. The laity are going to have to... What would happen if the people of Londonistan and around all of the UK got the faith back? Hey, by the by... I know I don't want to bother you people. It is Free Phone Friday, after all. I did get a chance to talk to Debbie from DebbieDoesPolitics.com. And we did get a call from Charlie in Lake Charles, who was on a boat. He was on a crew boat working, refueling other boats, listening to us on the app. Now, that's app dedication listening. And by the way, I just checked the live listening numbers. You people on Twitter, you failed.
And we,
you failed the test. You did not go and listen, because I can see it by five, because it measures it by minute in the program, in the radio.co program. I can see the minute when I said goodbye, and I could see whether or not you guys came over, and because they're not listening now, so they don't know. I feel like going back on and goes, you didn't do what I told you to do. What's right? What's the matter with you?
We appreciate all of you.
I got it. What would happen if the people of the UK started acting, came back to the faith, and started around the Mohammedans, began public acts, like Father Carney does, of the faith, walking around praying rosaries, changing the clothing?
You either do one of two things, lead to conversions, or you chase them out.
Well, I was going to say you flush them out. The evil will come out to face you is what will happen, ultimately. So you have to have the weapon, as Padre Pio called it. That has to be a far better posture to be in than waiting for them to go, I almost said extremist, waiting for them to go orthodox on you.
You know, when,
in other words, you can draw them out. Is anyone in the UK listening to this? Is anyone even talking about this? Look, guys, we can't fight this with Charlie Hebdo. Free speech and liberty and Big Macs and capitalism and he who wins, dies with the most toys wins. You can't fight. Look, they actually, their belief is wrong. And it's disorder, but they actually do believe in something. What do you believe in?